Hey, I need some more pledges. We're running out of regular time here. We're actually going until 5 o'clock. I got a bunch more D-Rangers to play for you, but I want to hear those phones ring. 204-474-6610. Also works to get your donation in online as well to show your support. We are very, very grateful to a lot of people who've called already. Let's thank Gord, who gave us some money last night at the old Sunset Saloon. We had a show down there last night. Gord donated. Thank you very much. Our pal Aaron was down at the show last night. She also made a pledge. Thank you so much, my friend. That is very appreciated. Laura, once again, supporting this fine program. Well, this fine station, I guess. This program isn't always fine. but Laura showed her support once again, and we are very grateful for that. Alan also gave a pledge. Alan, and Eugene together are pretty much the heart and soul of the Winnipeg music community down here. You know, as much as we have great musicians, if there weren't people like Eugene and Alan going to every show, it wouldn't be the same great place that it is right now. So we're very, very grateful for their support of not only the station, but live music as well. And we try to do our part here. We give away tickets. You know, if you want to get out there and check out a show, even if you can't afford it, or, you know, might not normally buy a ticket, we give away a lot of tickets. A lot of tickets. As a matter of fact, with your pledges, you have the chance, if you donate at the $180 level, you get a chance to win one of our golden tickets, where you and a friend can go to pretty much every show at a local venue over the course of a year. The Park Theater gives one away. That is an amazing one. The West End Cultural Center gives one away. We have a new one at the Handsome Daughter, a new one at the Goodwill Social Club. I know we have one for Jazz Winnipeg. You can get into pretty much anything at the Jazz Winnipeg Festival. The Winnipeg Folk Festival gives one away, as well as does the new Interstellar Rodeo. So, you know, lots of great things to win. At $180, you get a chance to win. At $250, you get three chances to win, which is pretty darn amazing as well. So, you know, maybe pool your money or give a little extra. And if $250 seems like a lot, all you really have to do is put it on a payment plan. We have a convenient payment plan here where you can pay monthly if you want. Or, you know, like I did last year, I wanted to pay monthly, but, you know, there's some months that are harder than others. I didn't want to pay in the summertime. I wanted to be able to enjoy myself and spend more money. And I didn't want to pay at Christmas time. So I asked Jared, you know, just skip those months for me and I'll pay, you know, the next month. And that was super, super convenient and made my pledge a lot more convenient. So consider that and, you know, think of it as a monthly subscription, if you will. Think of how many things you subscribe to over the course of a year and how much that costs you. I mean, even if you look at, you know, something like Netflix, you're paying $10 a month. You know, if we aren't worth $10 a month, we're local people giving opportunities to local musicians and local businesses and really trying to do our part to keep the music industry live in the city. And it's, you know, it's a great community, and we're glad to support it. So 204-474-6610. Haven't heard that phone ring yet. I'm waiting on your call to play some brand new D-Rangers, their album Barbaric Cultural Practices. We have it first here, and I do want to play you some more. How about here? I'll tease you one more time. Coming up on Thursday here on UMFM, I have my steel-belted radio pledge-rama spectacular, and I'm going to make it a lot of fun. I've invited a couple of folks down. Scott Nolan is finally going to come down here live. It's been a while since we've had him down here. Really looking forward to having him join us again. And a guy who's been working with a whole lot lately, a guy that I know you're going to hear much, much more about. He's got a new record coming out in December, and I can't wait to hear more of it. I think this guy is just a humongous talent waiting to be unleashed, and I can't wait to hear more. He's coming down here Thursday as well. Perhaps we'll hear some more new music from this guy, but here's his latest single, and it is a doozy. It features Lynn Miles. It's an unbelievable thing called Earthly Days. This is William Prince. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home. We'd love your calls. 204-474-6610. Thank you.
here. Go on and flip your cards over, my dear. Queen of my heart, ace of my eye. Covered in grace, cause you worked in a diner. Kind to every son and daughter. Girl, I swear this been coming for a long, long time. And any bed is a queen when there's one laying in it. All great things had their beginnings. Feel it in your gaze, you're just looking for some peace of mind. Took us 6 years and 4 days to finally get married. Look at me, getting all carried away. From our fears is where we will tarry on. And I swear you could show me the light. Bring me back to Jesus Christ. Cause I want more than just these earthly days. You can have all my earthly days. Go ahead and take all my earthly days. Lay awake all night and my earthly days. You can have all my earthly days.
That is the amazing William Prince there from right here in Winnipeg. He's got a new record coming out in December, and I'm kind of hoping we might get to hear more of that on Thursday when William stops by. Now, obviously, I'm not doing a good enough job. They sent the heavy hitters in here to rescue me. The phones haven't been ringing despite my pleas. So if you won't listen to me, maybe you'll listen to these folks, the Roots Music Heavyweights here on this station. Our pal Gail Comfort laughing over there.
We're here.
She'll be here at 6 o'clock, making it rain. I'm sure all the pledges will come in because she's got. What do you have? Blue rodeo tickets this time?
I do indeed.
Holy crap,
yeah.
Gail!
Every $25 gets you a chance, and as you know, the odds are good.
Well, no, I mean the odds of all these things are good, but that's a pretty great prize.
It is. It's a wonderful prize.
And Tara Lightfoot is playing with them.
Yes.
Which is super exciting.
Yes.
And our pal John Prentice is here. John, I'm so sorry I had to miss your show yesterday. We had the house concert, so we were rushing around and super busy. But how'd you do? How'd it go? Were you happy?
Yes, very. I got some new people that I'd never met before phoning in. So That's always what it's all about.
We love that.
Who got the pickle package, John? Because I really wanted the pickle package.
Well,
I was eyeing that.
Jason Hooper. He might not know this, but I think Jason Hooper might have got that. Yes, that's $75 donation.
That's a pretty cool prize right there.
Yeah, I was trying to attract attention for that.
Who made all those pickles?
A gentleman by the name of David. Hi, David, if you're out there again. He was so excited when he heard his name mentioned on the radio.
Yeah.
It's a fellow that I work with in the movie industry.
Well, I'll mention it a whole bunch more times. He'll give me some pickles, too.
Well, I couldn't believe it. He gave me 9 different types of pickles. And they are so good.
What, you sampled them, John?
Yes.
You busted them all open?
No, I had
one out of each jar?
He gave me a sample jar, which we used.
Oh,
and Des
see.
Had some, and they were doing the...
On
air, it was
some.
Good.
Yeah?
Yep.
Well, they were good.
The first time, I think, for campus and community radio that a pickle incentive package has ever been used. Anyway.
It almost worked on me. I haven't filled out my card yet, but I got to do that.
Last night I was, again, at somebody's house and talking about UMFM. And they
should have been at my house, but...
Well, they insisted, this gentleman insisted that he'd heard the Steve Poltz interview on my show. And, like, we didn't know who it was at first, but he said, no, that was a great interview you did just before the folk festival. This guy, I can't remember his name, but anyway, so he's coming back to the park in November.
Yeah.
So, yes. So
he got the two of you mixed up, which, if you know these two, it's pretty hard to
do. And then the day before that, the fellow said, oh, so you do a show on UMFM? What time? I said, on Saturday. He says, are you after Diz? So anyway.
Wow. Famous, John.
Yeah.
But
Jeff, I just want to thank you for the inspiration you give us year after year with your great radio hosting and your great research. You are the
Are you mixing
ultimate,
me up with
no,
Stu Reed or something?
No. And again,
we love Stu, though.
It's so many new voices we get to hear through what you do. And thank you again. And people, phone in, pledge right now.
Look at this. What's Lyle got? Lyle comes through. Jeff O'Leary, thank you so much, Jeff.
Yes, Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
We love Jeff. He is a wonderful patron of the arts in this town and a good friend of ours, and so greatly appreciated that he's come through for us once again.
Yes.
And I guess that means I should play some D-Rangers. You guys want to hear some more of the new D-Rangers record?
Are you having them down here this week or something like that?
Well, it's kind of hard. Jackson's in...
Yeah.
Actually, he's in the Northwest Territories right now. Hanging out with Gordy Tintrees.
I thought they were never getting together again. So that's
well, I know, but that's the magic of Devin Latimer.
Mm-hmm.
He brought them together this summer for the Trout Forest Music Festival, and they were having so much fun, they decided to go into the studio and record a bunch of stuff.
Aaron Goss is working for Pat Martin right now, by the way.
So that's right,
Political plug, I just thought.
Yeah, I tried to get the D-Rangers on the phone to chat about this new record, but Aaron is busy with the campaign. He was going to try and tear himself away to talk to us for a few minutes, but certainly understandable if he's not able. And then Twisty's on the way to a gig, and Jackson's up north with unreliable cell service. So so we'll have to talk about it ourselves. But I thought I'd play this one for you, John, on the topic of pickles. Here's something brand new from the D-Rangers from their new album, Barbaric Cultural Practices. This is called Gypsy Salami. You guys should tell people how to phone you. Because it's you guys that answer the phones. You
can
talk to the Roots luminaries out there.
Just tell them, Gail. No, it's off. We're the smooth operators. No, come on, do it. Call
Use your
now.
Phone sex voice.
Come on.
204-474-6610.
Music to our ears.
And please call. And before Jeff plays, can I just say, and if you listen to my show, I thank Jeff every week, so I don't feel that's necessary. Well, I will thank you again, but I thank him every week for his excellent, excellent music taste. And I just want to say thanks once again.
I don't mind saying, Gail, if it weren't for me, you wouldn't be on this station. So.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. 204-474-6610.
Next time you're pledging to Gail's show, you remember that, okay? All of you who like Gail's show, you just remember. Who gave this fresh-faced kid her start in radio here in Winnipeg?
204-474-6610.
Call us.
Brand new D-Rangers. Thank you.
Living on the road, my friend, supposed to keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, your breath's as hard as kerosene. Not your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dreams. Pancho was a bandit voice. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Pancho met his match, you know, in the desert down in Mexico. No one heard his dying words. That's the way it goes. All the federales say could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. But Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dusty poncho bit down south and lit up in Lefty's mouth. Motel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold. So the story ends with told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. Growing old. All the federales say
guess I suppose.
Oh, is that not gorgeous or what? That is the Derangers from the new album Barbaric Cultural Practices, a great cover of Poncho and Lefty. Wow, is that gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous stuff. We got to thank some more people for their donations. Most of these are pre-pledges. We'd still love to take some pledges today. 204-474-6610. You can donate online at umfm.com and show your support. Even a small donation, you don't have to pay it right away. You can put it off till whenever you want, till the spring or whatever works for you. We'll be glad to make that possible. And if you go to umfm.com and take a look at the incentive levels. There are all kinds of different things that we are offering to give to you. Every package comes with a copy of our new 2015 Transmission CD. Still meaning to play some stuff off that. This is looking pretty good this year once again. Our Friends with Benefits card, which gives you discounts at a whole bunch of local businesses, and that'll save you a whole bunch of money right there. Right off the bat, so you can almost get your pledge paid for. We have at the $75 level, we have a daily draw for Half Pints Brewery prize pack. And that also comes with a private brewery tour. It's funny. I showed up every week they do the brewery tour at Half Pints, and I've never gone. I've always meant to go, but Saturday I was running around getting stuff for the house concert. I showed up just in time for the start of the tour, and it was just a madhouse in there. And I really wanted to go on the tour, but I had too much to do, and I had stuff thawing in my van, so I had to go. But this is a private one where you can go and take the tour and take home a keg with you, which is pretty darn awesome, I gotta say. So that's at the $75 level. Like we mentioned before, at the $180 level, you get into our golden ticket prize draws for you and a friend to get into just about every show over the course of a year at local venues and festivals, which is pretty darn awesome, let me tell you. And we also have last year we started this thing where at the 101.50 level, if you pledged, we every time UMFM presents a show, and we present a hell of a lot of shows. Every time we present a show, you can we do a little draw from among the people who have pledged at the 101.50 level and above, and we give away a pair of tickets to every single show that we present, and that is a pretty awesome thing. There are many great shows coming up that UMFM is presenting, okay, let's put it this way, all right? To try and add another incentive. I hear that we have tickets to give away during Pledgerama for every Winnipeg Folk Festival Presents show coming up that has been announced. So if you take a look at the Winnipeg Folk Festival website, take a look at all the shows they've got coming up. They've got Steve Poltz, they've got Martin Sexton, they've got Daniel Romano, they've got I can't even think of them all. Lee Harvey Osmond, I believe, is on there. All kinds of folks. We're allowed to give away a pair of tickets for any of those shows. So if there's something you really want to go to, and it'll help twist your arm to donate maybe a little more, we might be able to work something out. So give our smooth operators a call, 204-474-6610. I should tell you, by the way, thanks to a generous donation from Hatcher Briggs and many others that have come in, we are now at $11,456.01. You know, I guess we got to do the penny rounding thing and just call it $11,456, which is pretty darn awesome. I'm so grateful for your support, and the station is certainly better for it. So thank you so much. The people also who have pledged, our friend Allison Green, way out in Victoria, who supports so many musicians and so many things and still finds time to support UMFM. It is such an honor and a pleasure to have your support, and I'm so deeply grateful for that. Thank you, Allison. Our friends Eugene, Stu, and Mike teamed up to try to win the golden ticket. So they pooled their money and came up with a big pledge. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Always appreciated. My neighbor and good friend Shelley across the street gave us a pledge, which is awesome. Lovely Jane back at the Sunset Saloon's generous pledge. Thank you so much. That is so much appreciated as well. Barb gave us her pledge. We got a great pledge from Trish and Rob last week. That was great. Tim and Jan give a pledge. And I got to give a big shout out to our pal Dietmar over in Germany, who gave a super, super generous pledge. Just an awesome, awesome guy. We are so, so grateful. Oh, look at that. He did wait till the last minute, just like he said he would. Mark called in with a pledge. Thank you. Thank you so much. A guy that has given so much to me over the years and continues to as well It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. It is almost 4 o'clock. We're going to go into overtime. The Bluegrass guy couldn't make it down here for a Sunday drive, so we get to keep going and do some more damage. So if you want to pledge to my show or Gail's show or John's show or the Bluegrass guy's show, look at that. Look at that. Lucy giving a pledge to the Comfort Cafe as well. Well, thank you so much, Lucy. Here, why don't we kick off the Bluegrass show sort of with another one from the Derangers, some deranged bluegrass and old time music. Let's play you this one. We played this for you a little while ago, and it's so good. I want to play it for you again. Here, how about this one? This is one by Willie P. Bennett, a classic. This is going to tell the band to go home.
Miss my baby and I don't know what to do. She was good to me and all my friends too. She used to come to me first, say her love was true. And it made me blue. I sometimes think I'm a river gone round the bend. When I reach the end, there's no one there to defend me. I got things in my brain that tend to tear me apart. Like a broken heart, I'm trying to start out. Maybe I think maybe I had more than just a desire to go back home, and I set all my bridges on fire. It made me blue, made me blue. Sometimes I think I'm right about the end. When I reach the end, there's no one there to defend me. I got things in my brain that tend to tear me apart. Like a broken heart, I'm trying to start out. Thank you.
Oh, is that a beautiful thing or what? That is so great. You can just hear how much fun they're having. They're the Derangers. I mean, that was always the case with that band, but there just seemed to be a renewed energy when they were together this summer. It was just such a beautiful, beautiful thing. And that one you can get from the Willie P. Bennett Legacy Project right now if you want. You just go to WillieP.Legacy.com, a site run by Jackson Haldane to keep the music and the memory of Willie P. Bennett alive. And, you know, we certainly do our part here on this program, but that's been an amazing, amazing thing where all kinds of great people have come and recorded versions of Willie P. songs. And you can go and download them for free. And it kind of helps fill the void of the fact that you can't buy Willie P's music anymore, which is a criminal travesty that needs to be rectified. This should have been an election issue. We should have had that. You know, I'd vote for the guy who said I could make Willie P's dumb sister release her music again. I'd vote for that in a heartbeat. So if anybody can make Esther smarten up, you got my vote. Okay. All right. We got a couple of things that we got to do. We got a request from Mark. We're certainly going to play that for you coming up in just a couple of minutes. But I got to throw this in for our pal Ron. You know, tomorrow is Election Day here in Canada, a super, super, super important election. It is very, very important that everybody get out there and vote. There's really no excuse for not voting. The advance polls were super convenient and easy. And tomorrow I know they're going to do their part to make sure it's as easy for you as possible. Make sure you have a photo ID, or if you don't have photo ID, then make sure you have a couple of other pieces of ID that'll be accepted. They have made it somewhat more difficult. Your voter card is not a piece of ID anymore. It's just a piece of paper. So you got to make sure you have the right ID when you go down there to vote. And we've been playing you some political songs over the past while, and Ron thinks that we haven't been all that fair and balanced. So he wants us to play this one, and well, you know, it's the least we could do for Ron. All right, here you go, Ron, and if you have anything else to share with us, Ron, you go ahead. You can give us a call here, and we'll chat. But here is a great one. By request from Ron. Tell him about to go home.
In 1957, when you was just a kid in school, and Cassius Clay was an amateur hustling down in Louisville, Deef come out of Prince Albert, and he said he was a man with a dream. Now in 74, Clay's the champ once more, and I know Deef will be the chief again. Deef is the chief, Deef is the chief, Deef will be the chief again. Everybody's happy back in 57, and nobody's happy since then. There was law in the land, order in the home, swimming in the river back then. But I know in my heart the Deef will be the chief, and a dollar worth a dollar again. Well, he lost in 25 and he lost in 26 and 29, but he never lost heart. He lost in 33 and he lost in 38, and the 40s was mostly dark. But in 53 he married Olive, and together they ruled the land. And with Olive by his side, the queen of his heart, Deef will be the chief again. Deef is the chief, Deef is the chief, Deef will be the chief again. Everybody's happy back in 57, and nobody's happy since then. There was law in the land, order in the home, swimming in the river back then. But I know in my heart the Deef will be the chief, and a dollar with a dollar again. Now we got a man up in Ottawa, he got cold water in his veins. You know that he don't give a shit about you, and he don't hear when you complain. But Deef come out of Prince Albert, he was raised in the prairie grain. And he always hit a hand for the working man. Deef will be the chief again.
me the chief again. Everybody's happy back in 57, and nobody's happy since then. There's a famine in the land, a mortgage on the home, strikes without any end. But I know in my heart the chief will be the chief, and a dollar worth a dollar again. He's chief of Walking Buffalo to the people of the Sioux, honorary chief eagle to the free.
He's a customary colonel of the Saskatoon and a personal acquaintance of the Queen.
He's a Baptist and a kinsman and Kiwanis man too, and he's 80 on September 18. And he always had a hand for the working man. Deep will be the chief.
Madness before it begins. Saw you take a second glance at my gladness before you let it in. So harbor all of your sadness. Take your
got you in the fallout when I should have held my breath. With the autumn breeze a blowing in and aching in my chest, I felt silly faced and sorrowed by the prospect of freedom in my element, but out of touch. You watched the blackened face of progress land with ropes of age and left there with the long abandoned engine in a century's disrepair. And I can feel it's getting colder every minute, every breath. In the hollow halls, the city, oh, we step and step and step. And I'm older than I thought I'd ever be. Must beside you, oh my lover, it's your time I see. To spend, to save, to hold open for coals and glory with our feet as thick as buffalo hide, our eyes fixed on the story. But I'm tangled in the burlap with the king of spades beside me. There's a tongue inside my mouth, but only silence now can find me. And I'm older than I thought I'd ever be, cast beside you. Oh, but brother, it's your time I seek. To spend, to save, to hold open for everything. As I did for you, even though the lines I'm drawing just evaporate the truth. I'm a lost and lone coyote with the wind in my face, fumbling for the scraps you throw me in my tired, ungraceful haste. And I'm older than I thought I'd ever be, cast beside you. Oh my lover, it's your time I see. To spend, to save, to hold open for everything. Yeah, I'm older than I thought I'd ever be, cast beside you. Oh my lover, it's your time I see. To spend, to save,
how do you like that beauty? That's a guy named Brett Nelson. That is on our brand new Transmissions from UMFM 2015 CD, which you can get for your pledge of $25 and over. Here, every pledge comes with a copy of that CD. So we would welcome you to call in your pledge right now. You can call into Sunday Drive and show Tim that you appreciate what he does, or you can still, I'm going into overtime. You can still donate to Tell the Band to Go Home, or Gail's out there. You can donate to her, or John, or, any of your favorite shows. We don't care at all. It does all go to the same place. We like to try to have this fun little competition. Everybody has been very generous to me, especially in the past, and I take that as a great honor that I would love to uphold once again. So if you feel like calling a donation, 204-474-6610. All that money does get used to help make the station stronger and better, and it really does help us to keep going here. So if you have a little something to donate, whether it's now or if you want to put it on the payment plan and pay later, we would welcome your call, 204-474-6610. You can go online, umfm.com, and go to the donate page. And make it online as well. Or, you know, if you want to talk to me, if you want to negotiate, haggle, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. We can talk in the booth here and see what we can do. Oh, look, it's Jared. Hi, Jared. Oh, look, Jared's got a new list. Oh, yeah. Holy cow. This is all good stuff. Thanks, Jared. All right, so we got to thank some more fine people. Jeremy and Rachel are out there in pledge. Thank you so much. You are wonderful people. I won't hold it against Jesse that she didn't want to pledge, but you know, really, Jesse, I thought we were tight. It's all right, Jeremy. You're a good man, a fine dancer, a good looking gentleman, and a wonderful guy for helping us out here. And Mama Rachel, we love and appreciate her support for sure. John Anderson is out there. Thank you, John, for your pledge. That is very kind of you. We already thanked Gord, but we'll thank him again. Thanks, Gord, for your pledge last night at the Sunset Saloon. Mark, thank you for your pledge. It is greatly appreciated. William is out there. He gave us a pledge. Thank you so much. That is always great, and it's always an honor to hear from people that I don't know, so thank you for that. Jeff O'Leary is out there giving us our support once again. Dave Briggs, who was down here with Hatcher Briggs, gave us a generous donation while he was here. Mama Lucy, thank you so much for your pledge. You shouldn't. I mean it. But it is greatly appreciated. And Tim and Lyle gave us a pledge, and John, Alan, Gene. Oh, we didn't thank Gene yet. What? How has that happened? Thanks, Gene. Always so good to have you out there. I guess maybe we better play some Del Barber coming up pretty soon. Aaron, Laura, Alan, Allison, Barb, Eugene, Stu, Mike, Jane, Shelley, Rob, Trish, Dietmar, Tim and Jan, all of you are very, very valuable contributors to the show. You know, to be honest with you, I was kind of hoping that I'd hear from... I put a little challenge out on the Twitter and on the Facebook to musicians who, you know, may have benefited a little bit from this opportunity. And, well, the crickets are chirping. That's all I'm saying. If you're a musician out there and UMFM has done something for you, maybe give us a call. You know, a small pledge would do. We understand that being a musician is a tough, tough, tough job. But I know that you could afford $10 or $20 if you really wanted to. You know, everybody can afford $10 or $20 if they really want to. So, you know, all I'm saying, musicians, record labels, publicists, anybody out there in any industry who has directly benefited from what UMFM does, and there are many, many, many of you, a small donation would be greatly appreciated, just as a thanks for what we do, because we do try really, really hard on your behalf. I want to play something else from the Transmission CD. Here's a guy that, you know, everybody talks about and says is great, and I haven't come across him yet. I haven't taken the time to listen. So thanks to the Transmission CD for giving me a chance. I'm really looking forward to hearing this, and I know you'll enjoy it as well. Give us a call during this song, during this set, 204-474-6610, or you can call me here in the booth, 269-8636. Give us a pledge, and you can have a copy of this CD. And my CDs, by the way, the best of 2014 CDs, come with everybody who pledges to my show as well. Here's something from Richard Inman.
John both joined up with the Marines. sent me out to Sicily in 1943. After 38 days of hell, we landed out in Italy. The road up past Calabria, but it keeps its secrets well. The river washed and the grass it grew in the place where young men fell. And out in Ortona, as if still falling from the sky, you can hear the echo of the Falchion Jaeger cry. And cheer not for the living, although our hearts still beat. Won't you bare your heads for the 1400 lying in the streets? They say, well, you never really fought. You tell that to old Smokey, or the 20 German wives he robbed over on the Ronco River, with only two left in his squad. You tell that to them boys lying in the mountain pass, lying in the ditches, or face down in the grass.
Perhaps my favorite Springsteen song of all time is a song called The Promise. Johnny works in a factory that he works downtown. Terry works in a rock and roll band, searching for that $1 million. I got a job down in Darlington. Some nights I don't. Some nights I go to the drive, some nights I stay at home. I found that dream just like those guys do way up on the screen. I drove my Challenger down Route 9 to the dead ends and all the bad scenes. When the promise was broken, cashed in a few. That Challenger by myself, but I needed money, so I sold it. Lived a secret I should have kept to myself, but I got drunk one night and I so told it. Now all of my life I fought the fight that you can never win. And every day just gets harder to live. The dream you believe in. concert, I felt like I was carrying the broken spirits of all the other ones who had lost. When the promises broke, you can go on living, but it steals something from down in your soul. Like when the truth is spoke, and it don't make no difference, something in your heart runs cold. I found that dream, then the southwestern tracks that dead ends in the two big bars. When the promise was broken, I was far away from home, sleeping in the back seat of a borrowed car. Thunder rolls. It's for the lost lovers and all the fixed games. Thunder rolls. It's for the tires rushing by in the rain. Thunder rolls. And me and Billy, we would always say, thunder rolls. Take it all and throw it all away.
Something beautiful there from Martin Joseph, a live cover of Bruce Springsteen's The Promise. And that was recorded live here in the studio last year when Martin Joseph was in town. And you can get that and other great things if you pledge to UMFM's Pledge-O-Rama. I'll give you a copy of my Best of 2014 compilations. It comes with a disc of live performances live in the studio from last year, which is one of the biggest and best ever for sure. We'll give you that, and that features that song there from Martin Joseph, as well as performances by John D. Graham and Mike June and Lynn Miles and Jay Amar and 24th Street Wailers and Steph Cameron and Jackson Haldane and Shannon Lyons. So many great people on there. I also have two discs of my favorite records from the year, some more rockin' ones on one disc and some of the more mellower folky kind of ones on another disc. Those will be lots of fun. I always enjoy listening to those later on, as well as there's an MP3 version which has all of those things and a whole bunch more as well, and all that is available for your pledge to my show if you so desire. Give us a call here, 204-474-6610. I gotta be honest with you, everybody out there, I guess it's my fault. I brought in a lot of sugary treats today, but they all look like they're in a sugar coma out there. We want to wake them up and make sure they're still alive. I'm going to take a mirror out there and put it under John Prentice's nose to make sure he's still alive in a minute. But you know what would wake him up real quick is a phone call, 204-474-6610. Give him a call. Even if you know you're just phoning the wrong number and you're phoning to order a pizza, just phone John and keep him entertained, because he's been here a long time. He was look. It's the air raid siren. That's how desperate they are. They're squeaking the air raid siren out there. So give them a call. Why don't you?